4. Eval Bromo was not at work. Out of habit, he had got off the bus on Akersgata at his usual stop, between the government tower block and the Ministry of Culture. He didn't even shoot a glance in the direction of Aftenposten, situated 50 yards down the street. Instead, his feet had almost automatically taken him up to Var Frelsers graveyard. The graveyard was silent. The occasional high school pupil hurried along the network of paths to make it in time for the first class of the day at the nearby cathedral school. Despite the signs bearing stern reminders about using a leash, a stray dog was sniffing amongst the graves. The mongrel, black and burly, was wagging its tail madly at everything it found. The owner had to be the equally burly man in an equally black coat who was leaning on a lamppost, reading a newspaper. Eval Bromo was freezing. He opened the zipper of his leather jacket and loosened the scarf around his neck. Suddenly he felt ravenous. He was thirsty too, come to think of it. He sat down on a grimy bench beside a gravestone whose inscription was no longer legible and removed his gloves, placing them neatly by his side. He was plagued by thoughts about how cold he felt and how tormented with hunger and thirst he was. He conjured up images of food and recalled the sensation of ice-cold water filling his mouth after a long run. He felt the liquid progress from his palate down his throat. He decided to take off his jacket all the same. Now his teeth were chattering. He had received 2 emails, one anonymous and with a meaningless address, pokerface@hotmail.com, the other signed, "Someone who never forgets." Forgets what? Perhaps it was possible to trace a Hotmail address. Perhaps there were records of that kind of thing. Eval Bromo knew very well that the police sometimes had problems obtaining permission from internet service providers to check where an email might have originated. It must be even worse for an ordinary citizen. He had decided to...